This is a demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard entitled Check on What Questions and Havingness Probe. This demonstration was given on the 23rd of May, 1962 at the Hubbard Communications Office Worldwide, St. Hill Manor, East Grinstead, Sussex, England. This is Pro-TR Series Tape Number 4, copyright 1962 by L. Ron Hubbard in the United Kingdom, copyright 1978 by L. Ron Hubbard in the United States of America. All rights reserved. Unauthorized duplication, translation, transcription, importation, and distribution is a violation of applicable laws. This tape is 50 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
We had an auditor given a list of 5 or 6 N rudiment type 0 questions to clean, and every one of them was wildly alive at the end of the so-called session. Of course, the auditor's off auditing until he knows something about this. We had this trouble last September, very bad, and that trouble consisted of people not thinking it was important to clean an e-meter, or people skimping over it, or people just not able to read an e-meter. We had all this trouble in September, and there are a whole bunch of lectures on that subject as of about that period, having to lay it in with branding irons. Now we're going to lay it in with branding irons this time. We're going to start the thing this way. We're going to get rudiments checked by the auditors who are auditing at the end of PC sessions. And then I'm going to ask the auditing supervisor to get one or two of those pre-clears after that auditing period and check their rudiments. And if their rudiments are found out, we put that auditor off auditing. I think that's only fair. I don't think you have a sufficient, that is, some of you certainly don't have a sufficient respect for the fact that you have to be able to read an e-meter, that the e-meter reads the PC, and that it has to be cleaned up on a question. And frankly, I'm very happy to find out about this. I'm more than delighted, because I've been looking at some of the gray faces that are creeping up and down the hall, and let me tell you, I knew there was something awry here, and I've been nattering about it and talking with Mary Sue about it and your instructors for some weeks now. And finally, we find out what it is. It's one more plague of not being able to read the e-meter. Now, that's quite what it is. It's just the gross auditing error. The grossest auditing error there is no auditing. And next to that in rank is the inability to read the e-meter. There are auditors which actually will believe the pre-clear, but not the meter. They think the meter is registering something else. Now, we've got to reverse that thing. You never believe the PC, you only believe the meter. We've got to get these things clean, and we'll get some auditing results going. Now, these results have been very poor in the last few weeks, and I've been blowing my brains out trying to figure out why, and now I find out why you're not reading e-meters. So, there's a push on. And the demonstration tonight is, well, first and foremost, just so an instructor in each room can call out the meter reads for you. And I want you to notice that there's some coordination between the question I ask and the PC and the meter. I know it's very hard to connect, but it actually is a coordination. And you don't leave that PC, you understand, with that acting. And that's it. That's it. That is auditing. I mean, if I could lay it in with a branding iron, I would. But that is what you were doing. That is your gross auditing error. This is why when you list, you are not blowing people to clear. This is the whole story. The PCs are not in session. The listing does no good because the rudiments are out. I mean, the whole chain of evil proceeds from that particular point. Now, actually, the first thing I'm going to do here is simply check some old what questions. Now, the story of this particular PC is that some prep checking was set up, and then I noticed the PC wasn't looking so good. So I had another auditor check all the what questions in order to make sure they were flat. Now, it was reported to me that all these what questions that the PC had been asked were flat. And now, I haven't gone over this, but in a nasty, evil, suspicious mood. You know, all Rons have two faces. One is good and the other is horrible. You realize that? In that nasty, suspicious mood, we are simply going to check this. This is not going to take very long. And then, after that, I'm going to give you a demonstration of fish and fumble. That's not even a technical term, but I'm just going to show you how you fish and fumble around, what you actually can do with an E-meter. I'm not even going to give you a very stylized demonstration of a session. It's just what you can do with an E-meter. E-meters work. Every once in a while, people don't think they work. And when that happens, PCs look grim and gray and nobody goes clear. It happened last September. It's happened again here now. So, okay, now I'm in no militant mood particularly about this. I simply want to drive it home with cannonballs, okay? All right. Here we go. Poor Smokey, have you got the right forwarder here?
It's me.
Yes, this is the right folder. All right. Sit down. Now don't faint and don't drop through the floor, Smokey, because... Push it forward.
Yes.
Now don't worry about it, because there's nothing very bad going to happen. It's not going to take very long. And I'm not going to reveal everything.
Will it be all right?
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Except the combination of the stairs and the... Gosh, are you sure you want me?
You didn't believe it?
No.
Oh, I see.
I thought you wanted Wing, you know. Sometimes you get our names mixed up.
Yeah, I know I do. That's because he's the fire eater, you know. I mean, he's the guy that goes to fires. Anyhow, honey, I'm not going to do this in model session. All I'm going to do here is simply check these what questions. And they're not very revelatory, but I want to see
if these things are. Well, they're funny. There's one on there that's really a ball.
All right.
Where did you see it?
Now, I'll tell you the history of this. I looked at you many weeks ago, and I said, she isn't doing so good, you see. Mm-hmm. So I said, who's been prep checking her, and so forth. And then I had an auditor recheck all these what questions, just to make sure they were flat, you see. And then I took a look at you after he'd done so, and he said they were all flat. See, he said they were all flat. Yeah, I don't believe it. See, I just think he wasn't reading the email. Now, that's a tight point. But let's get back here. Here's the old CCH sessions. Rattledy bang of paper.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, you got a lot of CCHs. Now, I'm just examining your folder here, honey.
Okay.
There we are, and I think here is this horrible one that you probably so what?
That one.
Number
it's not so
one.
Horrible, it's just funny.
All right, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Now all I'm gonna do is just check these questions, okay?
All right. You mean I'm on there?
Huh?
I'm on there.
You're on there?
Yeah, I'm on the meter.
Oh yeah, your meter's functioning fine. Perfect. Yeah, working fine.
Terrible to show my heartbeat is beating fast.
Well, I'm not even going to try to put you at ease particularly.
No,
I'm all right.
Doing all right by my, you know.
The question is, what about undressing every time you went to the bathroom? All right, let me check that. What about undressing every time you went to the bathroom? All right. What about catching catfish? I'm just trying to see what the needle pattern is here. What about catching catfish? What about catching catfish? What about?
I'm banging on something here. I don't know if I'll be able to check these things out. Tell me what it is.
Well, I just told you my heart was beating fast.
All right.
Oh.
I didn't get that, huh? Was that it?
Well, I thought you did.
All right. Now, let me ask this test question again. What about catching catfish? That's, you're getting a little bippity bop here on the heart, all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it my eyes, too?
But it's also my voice. No, it's not your eyes. What about your eyes? Go ahead, swing your eyeballs from the left to the right. Swing your eyeballs from the left to the right. All right, swing them from the left to the right. Getting no significant read here, but there is something reading on this here. There's something reading on here. There must be some kind of a... I don't think it's you. Let's...
checked up, all right.
Let me check this. Squeeze your cans. Squeeze your cans. No, it's just your happiness is off the bottom.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
All right. What's your happiness about, sir?
Oh, thanks. I don't know. The last one that was used was touching things.
Huh? Touching things. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever run reach on you?
No.
Hmm? Well, we'll see if it works. All right, squeeze the cans. Thank you. All right. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. That's doing exactly nothing. All right. Okay. Put your cans down. All right. Thank you. Touch the table. Good. Touch the chair. Good, touch the table. Good, touch the chair. Good, touch the table. Good, touch the chair. All right, pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right, just hold them loosely.
Okay.
That's all right.
They do kind of... Oh, I guess I'm big.
All right. Squeeze the cans. All right, apparently, maybe doing something. Put the cans down. All right. Touch the table. Good. Touch the chair. Good. Touch the table. Good. Touch the chair. Good. Touch the table. Good. Touch the chair. Good. All right. Pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze them. All right. Hold them down in your lap, just like you were before. All right. Now squeeze the cans. Okay, that's not your heaviness process either.
Well, really, one hasn't been found by me.
You've never had a heaviness process,
no? No, sometimes I'll point out something works very fine. Sometimes look around here and find something you have.
Well, what's the variation?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Are you ever invalidated a heaviness process?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it.
Hmm? All right.
Oh, there was one I didn't like.
What one?
Something you'd rather not confront, something you could confront.
All right, good, thank you.
I invalidated that.
All right, thank you very much. Squeeze the cans. All right, thank you. All right. Here's first command. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you'd rather not confront. Okay, good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
The fireplace.
Good. Look around here and find something you'd rather not confront.
The binoculars.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That sound.
Good. Look around here and find something you'd rather not confront.
Those leaves.
All right. Okay. Squeeze the cans. Okay. Now, you've got a trick squeeze here. You can put them down in your lap, the back of your head in your lap. All right. Now, squeeze them.
Okay.
Now, you know, all I want is an even pressure down and up. Okay, go. Do it again. I just hold them naturally.
My hands are kind of hot.
It's all right. Okay. Now, squeeze the cans. All right, let them go. All right, that's fine. All right. What do you think about this process?
Well, it's all right.
Well, you just saying that? What do you think about this process?
Well, I really could confront any of them, you see.
Oh, I see. The whole thing is a bad answer. Is that right?
Yeah.
I get it. All right. In other words, you could confront any of it.
Yeah.
All right. And yet you're having to answer. So there's some missed auditing commands in that having this process. Is that correct?
It's possible, yeah.
Huh?
Because really, you
possible.
Are good. Yes.
Well,
it is.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. Go on.
Because I could confront the things that I say I'd rather not.
Yes. So you just had to make up answers for rather not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very interesting. Very interesting. When was that?
Wow, it must have been in January.
Quite a while ago.
Yes, quite a while. When I first
Okay.
Second or third week, I think.
Good. All right. Now, let's proceed with just the one side of it.
All right.
Look around here and find something you could confront.
What?
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
You?
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
Okay.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront. Good. Look around here and find something you could confront. Good. Look around here and find something you could confront. Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That X-ray.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
That thing.
All right. Now, squeeze the cans. All right. Now, something very funny happens here. If the needle only comes halfway back, so do you continue to grip the cans afterwards?
Well, this is... My hands kind of stick, you know, they're long, and the hands are a little bit wet, so they clean.
All right.
See?
I see.
And...
I get it.
And they stay.
Uh-huh.
You see, they don't be like they were before.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't.
All right, put them in your lap. Just lay them on your lap.
Okay.
All right, good enough. Squeeze them. Thank you. All right, look around here and find something you could confront.
That thing, whatever it is.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
The whole line of shelves there.
Good. Look around here and find something you could confront.
The top of that curtain.
All right, good enough. Squeeze the cans. All right, that is reducing the amount of squeeze.
Really?
Okay.
I feel better.
I know, you probably do.
Hmm?
But that's basically because you got an invalidation off, huh, isn't it? Or is it? What is it?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you feel better about that?
Yeah, because I hadn't said that
to him. All right. Good. Now let's try this other one.
Mm-hmm.
The one I started with originally.
All right.
Look around here and find something you could reach.
The couch.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Illumination lights.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach. Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Folder.
Okay, squeeze the cans. All right. Now, have I missed a withhold on you?
No.
What'd you just think of, though?
I just thought, my God, could he have?
All right. Okay.
I think I've poured out all my...
Think you got all that taped, huh?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, this needle has become quite quiet compared to what it was, but it seems to me just a little sticky.
Oh.
But it's become quite quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you become upset about anything?
Well, I'm always upset.
Well, have you become upset about anything in the last minute or two?
Oh, no. Don't think so.
What do you mean you're always upset? Go on, finish what you're talking
about. Well, you see, this is on TV, and
yeah.
I feel really upset about it. But... I feel better about it now. But wow.
It upset you?
Yes.
All right. Has anything bitten yet? Has anything bitten you?
You mean here?
The TV camera suddenly blown a fuse?
Not a thing. That's what's amazing.
Okay. Well, go on now. You want to say anything more about that? How about it?
No, it just doesn't seem like it was.
Doesn't seem so bad. What do you think might happen?
Well, you know, it looks different from when you're here than it does down there.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Maybe you're running out some of the stuff that goes,
it's possible.
What?
Well, like I was, like I was afraid that you were going to have me up here last week.
Oh, yeah?
I breathed a sigh of relief. I didn't even think of it this week.
All right. You had a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Put your cans there in your lap.
Mm.
Yeah, just hold them with your backs of your hands now. All right, now squeeze the cans. All right, we apparently are. Do it again. Squeeze the cans. There's something real fluky here. What's happening? I don't quite know what's going on because this is not a proper can squeeze.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't release. It simply falls, and that's it.
Well, my hands do stick to the can.
Well, now, are you giving a can squeeze because more skin touches the can? Bring your hands up here on the table. Let's see what this is all about. Now, is that can fitted snugly down there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want more palm against the can. I just want...
Nice.
Why don't you just squeeze it between there and there? Now, I'm going to squeeze
there.
It for you. Oh, there.
All
there's
right.
Something going on there. All right, there's no can squeeze there at all. You're just pushing more... Yes, you're just pushing more, I suppose that was invisible on the meter, but go on, squeeze it between there and there. I showed you.
Feel the can
yes,
squeeze.
So that's it. But what you were doing before is wrapping more hand around the can.
Hmm, could be.
Yeah, well, then it wasn't releasing.
No, it just stayed.
That's all right. But that's because... The only fall we were getting on you was because more skin is touching the can.
I'm terrible having this case.
Hmm? Yes, this having this thing is fascinating here.
Mm-hmm. Fascinates me, too.
What goes on here?
Low havingness, perhaps.
Yes, this I will agree with. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, now.
What's your idea of this? Go ahead and tell me. Go on.
Well, you know, I don't have any idea of it at all. I just know that I did have a having this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I still do.
Hmm. How do you account for that?
I haven't the faintest idea. You know, people are like that.
That's... All right, honey. Okay, well, this is an activity I didn't expect to get into here. Squeeze the cans
that's
like
what
that again.
I was
again.
Afraid of, too.
Yeah, but that's all right. Squeeze the cans again. No, honey, it's a darn good thing I started checking up on this.
Why?
Because if you'd ever had an auditor, you would have straightened it out.
Well, I've had a lot of auditors.
I don't think so.
I've had six.
Nobody has straightened up your having this process.
Well, maybe I don't look like I have in this case. I mean, you know, I might not.
I'm not invalidating your audit. I wouldn't do that in a normal session, but you're not in a model session. I was
no.
just slapping some people's ears. Put your cans down.
All right. My ears just got red.
Come on. I wasn't slapping your ears. I was slapping their ears. Now, look here. Touch your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch your chest.
Good.
Touch your stomach.
Yep.
All right. Touch your shoulders. Good. Touch your stomach. Good. Touch the top of your head. Thank you. Good. Touch the end of your nose. Good. Touch your stomach. Good. Touch your shoulders. All right. Thank you. Pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze them. Do it again. It's all right. All right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not very strong.
That's all right. We're not going to worry about this. All right, once more, we're going to try out this reach thing.
All right.
But we're going to try it on negative.